Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the late night edition of the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry on tonight, at this particular hour, at this particular moment, at this particular time. I really appreciate each and every one of you for joining. I want to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then I want to give you what the Lord has given to me as to why we continue to go back to Psalm 136, because I know God is just that good, and I want to share something with you that God is going to give me to say. And then after that, we're going to go into prayer, and then we're going to call our guest. The guest that I'm going to call is Mr. Kojic, and that is his spiritual name. He's going to tell us about himself. He's going to be one of my co-hosts at least one time during the week, and we're going to really focus on the youth. And also, he's going to come and help us in June, God's will, celebrate our youth as they present their talent, not only to the city of Bellmead and Waco, but to the world. And so I really want you to listen to his interview. He's a very anointed man of God, and he's just a great person. So without further ado, let's read Psalm 136, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and we ask that you continue to strengthen us, Heavenly Father, in our weak extremities, and would you help us, Heavenly Father, to be the vessels that you would have us to be, Lord. Would you bless this ministry to be something that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight, and we ask that you bless each guest, each listener who is on tonight. Would you not only bless the ministries, but bless their families and everything that they set out to do. We ask that you just continue to help each guest to come on, and would you help us to uplift, and would you bless this ministry to be something that is just pleasing to your sight. We thank you, Lord, for the connections. We thank you for those who are coming. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for everything that you have done for us and through us and to us, and we ask that we continue to be obedient to your word and continue to walk into the destiny. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer into the air, but never out of your sight, we just ask that you continue to upkeep us and help us to magnify who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And I am so excited. I'm getting ready to call Mr. Kojic, but I want to give you a background about Mr. Kojic. This gentleman is on fire for God. He has been on national TV. He's been on national radio. He has many projects going on. He is a producer of gospel rap music. He is a man of God. He is going to join my team, the Love Lift Jesus Ministry team, to work with our youth. He is just a servant for God, and he does things, but he does things well. And he's just a man of standard that I want you guys to meet. So if you don't mind indulging me, please hold on as I call Mr. Kojic.
Please leave a message and I will return your call. Thank you and have a good
day. All right. Let me try one more time to see if I dialed the wrong number. You know, when you're on air, all of these great things happen. And if it does it again, what I'll do is I will play one song, and then after I play that one song, I'll try to get in contact or text Mr. Kojic. So hold on. If that voice comes on again, we're going to go into what I call a talk that I was going to give anyway, and then we're going to try to contact him. So give me just a second here.
And I will return your call. Thank you and have a
All righty. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to Facebook Mr. Kojic real quick, and then after which I do have, and I had planned, something that the Lord gave me. And this has to do, as we try to reach him, this has to do with your destiny. Now, before we do this, I want you to get into the thought pattern as I try to contact him, and we might have to reschedule. But as you get into the thought pattern, what is it or where is it? Where are you going at this particular time? Where are you going at this particular time? And what I want you to do at this particular time, as we try to contact Mr. Kojic, is to get out a sheet of paper. And the reason why I always say get out a sheet of paper is some people have to organize their thoughts, and some people can just basically come up with things. But some people have to actually organize their thoughts. And so this is what the Lord is saying today. Okay? So get out a sheet of paper. And we need this talk anyway. This is a good segue into what we're going to be talking about, and we may have to reschedule. Okay. I want you to write down the word destiny. Write down the word destiny. Okay. All right. Give me just a second as I get into my mode of teaching here, because I want to make sure that I give you everything the Lord has given unto me. All right. I want you to turn to Jeremiah 29 and 11. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Jeremiah 29 and 11. Okay. Because I wanted to give you what the Lord gave me. I was going to do this anyway after the interview, but we're going to do it before. And then the Lord is constantly giving me things to say, which is good. Okay. So here we go. All right. And it reads as such. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." As I said before on the previous ministry, the plans that the Lord has for all of us is to prosper. Put the word prosper. Okay? Put the word prosper. Those are the plans that the Lord has for each and every one of us. He wants us to prosper. Then he says he wants to prosper us and not to harm us. So put, in other words, put the opposite, God says. He says make it positive. He wants to help us, okay? He wants to help us, all right? Now, when we think about prosperity, many people think about money. When you think about prosperity, you think about money. But I want you to indulge me a few minutes, and I want you to, hold on, I hear some background here. I want you to indulge me, and I want you to think about prosperity in the spiritual realm. Prosperity in the spiritual realm. And when you think about help, I want you to think about Jesus being a present help. Put present help. Okay? Now, prosperity, first of all, comes in many forms. God says prosperity comes in the forms of prophecy. Prosperity comes in the form of teaching. And prosperity comes in the form of being able to have character or put class, in order for one to have class, okay? Then when we talk about a present help, okay, God is not the type of God who you have to call on and he's not there. God says he is everywhere. He is present. He is present everywhere. So put everywhere under present help. Everywhere, okay? And then after you put everywhere, when you put present help, put the present tense. Because you know, students, that we have past, present, future. God says that his favor, his blessings, his help is present. He is never in the past. And that is something powerful that we're going to talk about tonight. Okay? And then finally, when we talk about present help, we're speaking about something that is unknown. And believe it or not, God is going to give us this word that we're not expecting, something that is unknown. Okay? Now, look at your spiritual prosperity. God says it's through prophecy, it's through teaching, and through class. And you're probably wondering, well, I don't have the spirit of prophecy. You may say I'm not a teacher, but you may say I do have class. And when God speaks about prophecy and prosperity, he is speaking about basically listening to his voice. God says that everyone, okay, and this is very important that you guys understand this, because prosperity doesn't come by chance. Prosperity comes by purpose. Write that down. God is saying that. Prosperity does not come by chance, but it comes with purpose. Okay. It comes with purpose. Prosperity does not come by chance, but it comes with purpose. God says when he speaks about prosperity, he's speaking about listening. He says that, yes, he didn't call everyone to be a prophet. He didn't call everyone to teach, but he called everyone to have some type of dignity and have class. When we talk about the gift of prophecy, God says that is nothing more than listening. He says the secret is each and every person on earth has the gift of prophecy. He says even those who are lost, he says if you have ears, you are able to listen to the word of God. He says it is your choosing on if you will sway left or right, and right being in the way in the form of listening to God. He says so when you are seeking prosperity, he says all you have to do is listen and God will tell you which way to go. God says that the listening enables you to walk in his will. Put will by listening. He says the listening enables us to walk in his will. The listening enables us to walk in his will. He says that is the gift of prophecy. That's the gift of prophecy. He says, now, for those who were called, listen, because we have some people. He said, those who were called to be prophets, those who are called to prophecy have the gift of listening and the gift of leading, right? He says, think about Jesus and his disciples. Jesus was a prophet, but he had disciples who listened. That's how they knew what was going to happen next, because they were listening to Jesus. There are two categories, ladies and gentlemen, of prosperity. God says the prosperity of listening by following that gets you to the will. And then he says those who are called, you have the gift of listening, but you also have the gift of leading. You're able to teach people the word of God. And he says this is characterized by ministers. We're going to make it simple. Prophets, evangelists, bishops. He says all of these people have the gift of listening, but they also have the gift of leading. In other words, the Lord has authorized them to lead. So God says that each and every one of us has an avenue of prosperity. Right? And he says with the ministers and prophets and evangelists, you can take either route and still get to your destination. He says, but those who do not, or those who are not called to the gift of prophecy, you must rely on listening to God. You must rely on your ears for listening. in order to understand how to get to the will of God. And the will of God, he says, is prosperity. When you're in the will, you are prosperous. Prosperity does not always come in the form of money, because God says that money runs dry. He says, but when you are prosperous, he says, you always have what you need and a little bit more. It's kind of like having two birds in your hand. Once you let one of them go, another one comes. God says that is prosperity. He says prosperity comes with prophecy, and prophecy is nothing more than listening and leading. But who are you listening to? And that's the question tonight. If you're not listening to God, if you're listening to someone else, you're going to walk out of prosperity, and you are going to reach those areas of dry land. Okay? Let's move on. Teaching. Many people say, I'm not a teacher. God says everyone is a teacher. Why? Because at some point you have taught someone to do something. If you have children, you are a teacher. If you do not have children, you're still a teacher, because you're teaching someone, whether it's at your home, whether it's on your job. And God says that when he had his disciples, he taught them. He says he taught them the way. And this is also an avenue to prosperity. He says he taught them and he showed them the way. He says, but they had to be able to listen, and they had to be able to follow, because he at that particular time was the leader. When you think about teaching, God says in order to reach prosperity, you must be informed by someone who knows. Not only someone who knows their craft, but someone who knows our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Someone, as I said before, who has put our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the center where they are. Okay? Someone who has put our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the center. And once our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is in the center, he says everything around it will, in other words, inherit, will absorb the teaching. I told you that I saw a picture of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when I was young, right? I had a dream, and the Lord was actually sitting in an ark. It was a circular ark, and the Lord was sitting there, and the disciples were around, or there's a lot of people around. And you had your white horses, and you had your streets and things of that nature, and it was a beautiful place. You had your well, you know, and it was a very beautiful place, and Jesus was sitting there, and he was teaching, and God was teaching these people the way. He was teaching them how to be prosperous, and God says prosperity is something that sometimes money can't buy. He says prosperity is nothing more in the Christian realm than favor. How did you get to go there? How did you receive that? God said it's the favor. Because why? Jesus already paid the price. You didn't have to pay anything. And so he says that when you have a great teacher, when you have a great leader, he goes on to say that that is how you reach prosperity. That is how you are prosperous. Okay? Then we have class. God says character is associated with class. If you think about it, and God shows me this woman who was caught in the act, and he shows me how these people were accusing this woman and say, Lord, in other words, aren't you going to do something about it? The Lord says, those without sin cast the first stone. And God says, when we talk about class, we're talking nothing more than character. He says our character can be rehabilitated if we go to God, right, and ask God for forgiveness. There is nothing you could have done so bad that God would not forgive you. Now, I'm not going to promise you that the world will not, because the world may not forgive you because they aren't God. God said that our thoughts are not parallel. We're not on the same accord with our thoughts. He says, but he is a God who is your Father, and he can what? Forgive you. And so he says that in order to reach prosperity, you must have class. And as I said before, it deals with your interactions with people. How are you interacting with people? Are you speaking to them in a nice way? Are you cursing at them? What are you doing with the people you are interacting with? And God says your class must be maintained at all times. You must groom, that's the word God used, you must groom your class. And God says you will reach, what, prosperity. You will be prosperous in everything that you do. And once again, I want to be very clear with this. God says that prosperity in Christ is something that money will never be able to buy, because God will put you in places. He will connect you with people. He will do things with you that money can never buy. money will never be able to buy it. Why? Because God has already paid the price, and because that's favor, that's grace and mercy. None of that. If you go to any store, spiritual store, if you talk to bishops, if you talk to prophets and pastors, and they have different stores, you don't see grace, favor, and mercy for sale, because God says it's priceless. He's the one that owns that. And God says that he is rich with houses and land. He says he holds the world with, in the palm of his hand. He says rubies and diamonds, silver and gold. Just tell him I'm a child of God. And once you experience that with God, and once you have class, once you put Jesus as the center and start listening to God, God says that you will be on your way to prosperity, because God said in the Bible, right, he has plans for us to prosper. He says he don't want to come and do us any harm. Okay? So let's move on to helping. You know, many times in life we get into bonds and we need the Lord to help us. And God says that he is everywhere. He says, so no matter where you are, he says there he is. And he says he is able to help us in every situation, wherever we are. If you're in the middle of the storm, ladies and gentlemen, God says that he is in the middle of the storm with you. All you have to do is call on the name of Jesus. You know, I talk to people a lot of times, and if they feel depressed, I say God is right there in that particular situation with you, and God can bring you out of that dark area. When people feel like giving up, I say God is the one, he's the way maker that can help you to stand up and rise and say that I'm going to run on to see what the end is going to be. God says that he is with us at all times. He is everywhere, and there's not one moment in our life that God is not available unto us. But we have to be willing to see who God is, see where he is. We have to be willing to listen. We have to be willing to follow. We have to be willing to lead. We have to tell the Lord, yes, Lord, because God said he's everywhere. When God puts you into those favorable places, when God advances you, when God helps you, when God blesses you financially or however he blesses you, God says that whenever you get into a bind, he says, just call on the name of Jesus. And he said, because he's everywhere. Then when we talk about help, God said he's always present. He says, literally and physically. When we say present, as I said before, God says he's right there. But he says there's nothing about God that's in the past. He says because God knows the future, and God is always present. He says, so when you are asking for a blessing, amen, I needed to hear this. When you are asking for a blessing, he says, you're going to have an advanced praise. I don't know where you're going to get it from, amen. You're going to have to find your advanced praise, and you're going to have to praise God in advance. That means that you have faith. That means that you believe in God. And God says, have an advanced praise. You know, if you are praying for something, a breakthrough, whatever it is, you have to tell God thank you in advance, and you have to praise him on a daily basis. This is not just a one-shot deal. God is not a drive-by God. He's the type of God that you have to talk to him daily, every day. As I was telling the children at Children's Ministry on Sunday at church, I said, every day is a new day, just like the teacher takes roll every day. I said, you have to go to God every day, and you have to present yourself. God said that's another thing. You have to present yourself unto God, and you have to have that advanced praise ready so that the Lord can hear you, okay? Then when we talk about something unknown, God says that, you know, during holidays, during birthdays, some people may lavish you with gifts. Some people may lavish you with whatever it is. People may lavish you with it. He said a present, okay? We just finished the holidays, a present. God says you never know what he has in store for you. You have to have faith, ladies and gentlemen. Each and every one of you on earth, and this is serious, whether you're lost or whether you're with God, God says that he has a plan for your life. It's in the Bible. This is nothing I'm making up. God has a plan for your life. He says, in order for you to open this present, in order for you to open the door, the opportunity, God says that you must have faith. How much faith do you have to have? He says, faith of a mustard seed. And as I tell people all the time, the more that you know God, the more that you know who he is, God expects us to have bigger faith. If you've been walking with God like those disciples for years, your faith should be bigger than someone who's just coming on board. God says, why? Because you're going to have to be the listener. You're going to have to be the teacher, and you're going to have to be the role model when we talk about class in order to show these people how to be prosperous in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God never expected anyone to live in poverty or be impoverished in their spirit or their soul. God never expected that. But we place ourselves in those situations because sometimes we're hard-headed and we're not listening, we're not leading or following, and we lack those capabilities of having class that we know we can have. So I just want to reiterate that at all times, give God an advance praise. God is everywhere. It doesn't matter where you are. You can be on your job. You can be in your car. You can be at the store. Wherever you are, God says that he is present. God says that when you want a blessing, you give an advance praise. He says, and all you have to have is just a little faith and have the faith of a mustard seed, ladies and gentlemen. And that is how you reach your destiny. And for the people who just joined, we have several people online. For the people who just joined, destiny, okay, that term, if you want to get to where you're going, wherever it is, if you need a breakthrough, whatever it is, God knows, you know, whatever breakthrough you need, right? And the way to get to prosperity, and I'm going to go over it one more time very quickly. God says spiritual prosperity, and that's something no one can buy. He says you must have prophecy, teaching, and class. You may say, I'm not a prophet. Okay, if God did not call you, God says you're still able to listen as a prophet, and you're able to listen to the will of God. And once you listen, slow down and listen, you can walk in the will of God to your prosperity. Teaching. Well, I'm not a teacher. Yes, you are. If you have kids, you're a teacher, and you've taught somebody something at least once in your life. Okay? When you teach, right, God says that you are supposed to teach the word of God. All right? Just like Jesus did, his disciples, and in class, that deals with character, having character. God says you get in a bind, right? Even in your destiny to prosperity, God says that understand that he's everywhere, understand that he's present, and you never know what the Lord has for you unless you have the faith. And that's what God is talking about. Okay? So that's our spiel on destiny, and we're going to have to reschedule our guests, because we're moving right along in the ministry. And I want to, before I do my announcements, I have to do this. I want to shout out to Miss Evelyn Green. Miss Evelyn Green, are you on the line?
Oh, my goodness.
Miss Evelyn Green, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Hello? You on the line? Miss Evelyn Green is my scheduler. She's trying to act shy, but she's really not. I really appreciate you joining me tonight. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, ma'am. If there's anyone else on the line who would like to say something, this is your time now, or you can just listen to the rest of the ministry. All right. Now, it is time for the announcements. I want to say, first of all, thank God, my family, my friends, and everyone who's joined. We have many, many people online tonight, and I really appreciate you taking out this time. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, anyone who is a positive role model for our students, please, please, please email alfredalove@emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. Make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to put them all on one line, pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself, and also pray for those you know and those you do not know. Now, I want you guys to be sure to mark your calendars for the first Saturday in June. Make sure you mark your calendars. We're going to have a youth talent show, and I want each and every one of you who's online now and those who are listening to come out to the Bellmead Civic Center to listen to and support our youth and our adults talent show. I want you to come out. It will be on a Saturday, and we're going to have a lot of fun, prizes, food, and all that good stuff. So please, please, please come out on the first Saturday in June, and we will have a time and day schedule. Also, be sure to mark your calendars for March the 26th through the 28th. We will have the Stellars in Las Vegas, and we are going to recognize those gospel artists that you hear on the radio and you hear on this radio ministry. We're going to recognize them, and we will be in Las Vegas, God's will, in March. In addition to that, just continue to pray for each other. Continue to pray for our youth. Continue to just love each other. Continue to take care of yourselves. Continue to understand that God loves you. And remember, 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 in order to reach your destiny with purpose and prosperity, you must be willing to listen, and you must be teachable, and you must have character. And remember that God says, even on your way to your destiny and to your prosperity, where God is getting ready to take you, you might run into hurdles, but God says, understand that he's everywhere. Understand that he's present. Understand that you should give an advance praise and have the faith, because God is going to do it for you, and he's going to take you to your destiny. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the Love Live Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, we'll have another person come on, which is tomorrow. Take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.